Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, no trucks. Hey, why you ain't let me have no fun?
Yeah, why don't you let him have any fun, J-Fig?
Yeah. Because she was playing the Cool Cats music, and then I called, I called what's your name over, and I said, come over here. She said, what? I said, no, you can't do it.
Because he was looking at Shelly, and he's like, wait, come over here, let me see. To see if she looked like one of the girls from the commercial.
I wanted to see if she had a little vehicular homicide. You got to have vehicular homicide.
Why are you like that?
Why are you the way you are?
Huh?
You can't do that.
What?
Trying to mustache shame Shelly.
I did mustache. Yeah. I kind of knew she didn't have one.
Yeah, but you were close to it.
Dude,
yeah.
Huh? Why are you the way you are?
I mean, me?
Yeah,
me?
Yeah, you.
What?
What?
Oh, my goodness. I can't believe you.
Can't believe you.
No.
Can't believe you.
Hold up. Let's get some caffeine in me.
Yeah.
Here we go. Look at that.
I brought some Coca-Cola Celsius or Cola Celsius.
That's a good one, too.
And then I brought J-Fig a strawberry lemonade today. So there you go.
That makes me very
so
happy.
Cold. So
it is cold.
Cold.
Yeah, there you go.
It's very icy.
Dande, if you tell me what flavor you like, I'll get you that next time I'm at the gas station.
Beer flavor.
I should tell them they should do that.
Yeah.
Beer flavor. It has
to be a stout flavor.
They should do that, dude.
You know what they? What I'm trying to think. Well, no, there's no drinks with caffeine except for.
Isn't a
Jaeger Bomb.
Four Loko? Isn't that a?
They had to take it out.
Oh, they did.
It's officially out.
Because the kids were getting into it too much.
These damn kids! They ruin all the fun.
By the way. Four Loko is classified along with the Red Bull, Mad Dog, right? You're going in there for one purpose.
Black it out.
Yep.
I mean, it's terrible.
It is nasty.
It is disgusting.
It
I put a lot of nasty things in my
label
mouth.
On
what
it.
Is that other stuff that all the kids were drinking?
Sparks.
Specio. It's in the little spotted glass. The bottle. Capriccio.
Oh, yeah, that's from Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
Capriccio.
Garbage.
It's strong.
We have a big question that needs to be answered.
By who?
Mike McDaniel. Dolphins head coach.
It's not football season yet.
This is a basketball question.
Is he going to go to the basketball games?
Well, Mike McDaniel has been a fixture at these Heat games. Courtside.
Yeah, should be. It's off season.
He also grew up in Denver. So it must be known.
No, come on. Here. Can I just let me tell you about coaches. The first and foremost thing coaches are is politically correct.
Well, let's find out.
Okay,
let's see what he has to say. Mike McDaniel,
correct.
Before OTAs today. I don't know if it's OTAs, minicamp. I don't know where they're at right now. There's two teams in the championship. I don't know what they're calling these things out there. Hey, let's dive into what Mike McDaniel. Do you think that he was short with this, short and sweet, or do you think that he was rambling a little bit?
Rambling.
He's a rambler. What are you talking about?
Here is Coach McDaniel on his fandom for the NBA Finals.
But you've got a fixture courtside at Miami Heat games, but you're also a Colorado native, and the Denver Nuggets would be your hometown team. So I'm wondering, where is your allegiance going into these?
How did you know that I was courtside?
Everyone can see it.
Oh, I wish I would have known that. It's funny. I will not deny that.
Man.
You know, that's I've been a football coach my entire adult life. You know, I was born and raised in Denver, and cheered for the Nuggets forever. Had a fan plan in 1994 that they packaged games, and we picked the package that Jordan was going to play, and he retired. It was my mom's entire bonus. I've been invested, and they've had a really cool journey. It's a cool franchise, but, you know, I'm an only child, and I myself am a father to an only child, so this is going to be totally forecasting, but I feel comfortable doing it because I'm blind. The Kelseys went through it. You know, I imagine it being like a parent with a couple kids where, of course, you love all your kids, but don't you love one more? Realistically, when it comes down to it, the stuff that I've been able to really get access to with the coaching staff led by Spo last summer, getting to know them, following their journey, and getting to know the people, you know, become extremely invested so I don't lose any sleep by saying, you know what, Denver Nuggets, why don't we wait 48 years? Not 47, so.
Wow.
Just pick one.
So he did. He picked the Heat. He's telling Denver to wait.
Hold on.
Wow.
I could have told you beforehand.
You said he was
there's playing. No way in hell.
What do you mean?
He's going to live in Miami and pick Denver. He's not.
He is a bit of a showman.
Because the coaches are, right, a showman. Very political. He likes having the
ear. That's a hardcore fan, though. He blew his mom's bonus on a season ticket package that didn't get to see Michael Jordan.
Right. I got to tell you.
I think that was Wizards MJ.
I got to tell you. See MJ live. That was cool.
That was good.
We had my one of the guys I played with. Mm-hmm. His dad was the provost at North Carolina.
Shocking.
So every time Jordan came to Detroit, we would go to the game.
Shocking that you had some connection to Jordan too.
I didn't.
Well, you found a
connection. I mean, after I got done from hanging out with LT used to always play with Jordan. So I used to, you know, I met him then, but
so eat that, Michael Malone.
Hey, first of all, I don't understand what the big deal is.
What?
Why we get so caught up on who roots for who?
Well, he's a Denver guy. I think the Heat first game I remember him seeing at was the Nuggets game.
But I'm just saying in general, I wouldn't have had a problem if he would have said, like, I'm a Denver lifer, right?
Well, he did try and say that, but then he was like, but you have to pick one kid that you like more, and I like the Heat.
Because he's here.
Because he's friends with Spo.
No, because he's here.
Yeah, but him and right. Spo are friends.
Okay, because he's here. Him and Spo wouldn't have been friends if he wasn't here.
I appreciate his answer more than I appreciate Jack Harlow and his false.
Oh, Jack Harlow, that phony.
Tyler Hero.
What a fake. Yeah. Let me hear a little bit more from Mike McDaniel on who's rooting.
He's still answering the same question, by the way.
I think it's really cool. It is odd that you're the two teams you probably follow as close as anything. You're rooting for one and somebody has to lose, but I'm really excited.
Call competition,
in
Mike.
For just the finals in general, because I think it represents both teams in the finals represent what's really cool about sports because they have had to scratch, claw, fight tooth and nail to get in the position they're at in their own respective journeys. And so I have no doubt in my mind that both fan bases, both teams, no one's going to take anything for granted. We're going to have elite schematic coaching from both sides. And, you know, you're going to have to earn whatever comes here. So I think from a sports fan perspective, and it's as cool as it gets. And I'm excited to see what the Heat can do.
Did
what?
He really continue that same answer?
Hey.
Heat lifer. He's a harbinger of
competition. Name one thing that he said.
He said that he grew up a Nuggets fan, that the Heat and Nuggets are like his two kids, even though he only has one, and the one that he loves more is the Heat, and Michael Malone can suck an egg.
Wait, he said there's going to be good schematic coaching on both sides.
He did say that, but, you know, that's just him being PC, you know. He said that this is the best of sports, which, duh, it's winning. It's a championship. And also, go Heat. I think he, did he say Heat in five off the mic there? I don't know. It was a little bit tough.
You are the worst.
What do you mean?
I mean, the fact that it took him almost a whole segment to answer a question is crazy.
What it must be like to pick dinner with that guy. Where would you like to go tonight, honey? You know, this is the best of what meals and eating is. You know, I like Italian food. But, you know, sometimes you want to explore your taste bud options. So French, I've never had that before. But then you're wondering yourself, do I trust it? Do I know what I want? And then you think, do I go with Old Faithful? And it's just...
And then
you know,
go back to your Ancestry.com results, and then, yeah, and then you see that you're part Mexican, and I love tacos.
And
you
I
know
do
this
love
and
tacos.
But
yes,
you do have to figure in what city you're currently in, because correct, that'll also affect how you want to go out to eat and where you want to go.
And then I got to figure, do I have a breakfast meeting tomorrow? Do I want to be too full, or do I want to keep it open for tomorrow because I want to eat breakfast tomorrow? And then what will my calorie intake be by the time we get through practice? And then how does I react to the humidity out there on a full stomach? There's a lot of things to go in, honey. You
and
know
now
what?
We got to think about also the bathroom situation.
Right.
Are we close to one?
I guess what I'm basically trying to say is, why don't we just stay in and have Thai?
That, can I just tell you, I see D just punching you in the face.
What do you mean?
just get exhausted and just say, you know what? We not eating. And just knock you out. Like, could you imagine every question if it was answered like that?
It's amazing.
Like,
I love him.
I long for the time where he comes in there and goes, no.
I can't wait till he has his first Spo meltdown when he's just like, we'll do it right now. Because right now he's very cool.
He doesn't,
he's relaxed.
You know what? And I would. You could see how those two guys could get along.
Definitely.
Because they kind of approach things the very same way. In fact, I would say that Mike McDaniel is even a little less negative than Spo, right? Like, he's very, very, very positive all the time. You know, like that'll change it. If you have this job for 15 years, that'll change.
Like, I heard him say, we got to get better at pre-snap penalties last week. And I was like, whoa.
Who said that?
Mike McDaniel. He goes, you know, we did lead the league in pre-snap penalties. We got to get better at that.
You know, can I just tell you?
Yeah.
Let me explain to you what causes penalties sometimes.
Tell me. It's May.
If you're a right tackle and you got to deal with somebody like Reggie White or LT, and that guy gets a little antsy, you'll jump. Right? Because you need to be at your best to block that guy. So sometimes people get a little quick, right? It happens. Like, to say we need to make a conscious effort, like, it's hard to do that now because the action is not happening right now. Like, the movement is not happening right now. You ain't scared of the guy across from you in shorts and a helmet. He can't sack your quarterback for real. Tua can't get hurt for real. So it could be great now. Soon as football starts and you put your mouthpiece in and you go play your first game and you realize you're having a hell of a time blocking that guy across from you, so you want to jump the gun a little bit, then it changes. So, like, come on, man.
You're a harbinger of football.
No, yes, I am. I can go with that, but I love the way you're trying to correct things that can't be corrected till you get in the heat of battle. Pre-snap penalties, you can call the hard count you want. I know this for a fact. I ain't never been afraid on a football field if I knew I wasn't going to get hit.
Interesting.
So you taking a contact sport, you trying to fix contact injuries or fear of contact injuries and trying to fix them with no contact? No. People jump because that guy crossed from him.
Dude South says you're a harbinger if Bam was right. By the way, you're still a bastard for making me a little pony.
Oh, no. That is a fat, short-legged pony. I don't like is that a special pony?
I don't know.
Right?
I don't know what he is.
Because he had a big old meaty body and some little bitty legs, and he was strutting his stuff.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Quick break, 15 minutes of heat next. With the Stanley Cup. I mean, it didn't say much, but Mike Bolt, the holder, the keeper of the cup.
Yeah.
He had a lot to say.
He's got a cool job. I mean, especially when he
he does.
I felt that I did him wrong though.
Why?
Because when I asked him, "How did you get this job?" and his reply was, "Because I wasn't that good at hockey." Like, I felt bad.
Okay. Listen, not everybody gets to live the dream.
He's been doing it 24 years.
Yeah.
So he's been doing it a long time.
You know what I didn't know, though? The thing that I found most interesting? That he has to watch all cup shenanigans.
No, yes.
I didn't know that.
He is either one or two people.
I thought that he just drops it off and is like,
no!
I'm back.
Yeah.
Tobin. Oh, damn. Have you ever met?
Don't act like. Hold on, let me just say.
Have you ever met you?
Don't act.
Have you ever
met
me?
But hold on, don't act like you knew that. You didn't know.
I did.
You knew that. I knew somebody's
always with the cup.
The cup always has a chaperone. I didn't know that. I thought like Radko Gudas gets his day, and that's it.
No, he's got the guy with him.
I didn't know that.
Like you do the pictures and stuff, but oh boy, it's nearby.
Doesn't sound like
because remember Jagr when he was talking, the cup guy was in the other room while he was entertaining. With the cup in his bed?
I don't remember that. I don't remember that story. But that is, you know, so that was him?
Him or his buddy?
Oh,
24 years ago.
That's probably why he didn't want to get into it.
Yeah.
Because he's probably told that Jagr story.
No, but he wasn't in there with him. He was just in the other room.
You know what? I thought Mike and
I
were
friends. He was in his house, but in the other room.
I thought Mike and I were friends.
No.
So let me do this. So Jagr's having a lady party with the cup, and old Mike Bolt has to sit downstairs?
Or wherever he is.
Yeah, see, I would just drop off the cup at that point.
Huh?
I would just drop off the cup at that point.
That's not your job,
if
dude.
If Yogs is having a hockey orgy, I'm not sticking around.
You're in another room.
Great.
Walk in there and ask if they need a hand.
Really?
The only rule he told us was like, if you drink, everybody has to drink out of the cup. That was the
rules. If you drink, that you the person whose day it is has to pour it into the
And everybody has to be able to drink.
Right.
Them's the rules. Which that does sound fun.
You know, man, can I imagine, dude, here's what we have. After the Panthers win the Stanley Cup.
Yep.
Two guys I want to be around. Lomberg, Racco Gudas.
Me too.
You know they're going to be acting a damn fool.
I don't know. Kachuk sounds like
Kachuk. Oh, my goodness. Sure. And by the way, I just have one rule if I'm hanging out with the hockey players and drinking. Y'all leave your mouthpiece at home. Right? They chew that thing like gum.
Well, only, I think only Kachuk does. I think that's a Kachuk staple.
Because you realize if he could chew that thing that well, it ain't protecting him.
Nah, it's just a thing. It's right. You know, it's like his little accessory
right.
that he has going on there.
All right. All right.
Meanwhile, your Miami Heat getting ready for Denver tomorrow. They're going to have the practice coming up shortly. I think in like 5 minutes. But Aaron Gordon, we heard his thoughts on Jimmy Butler. He sounds shook. Here's a little bit more on him on the altitude playing a factor for opponents.
The altitude actually, it is an advantage, you know. It plays a difference. I remember when I was in Orlando and coming to play against Denver, it was difficult. You know, just to get your first and second win. But that team is full of fighters. You know, that team is excuseless. They don't make excuses, and they will not use that as an excuse. And honestly, we're just going to play our game and try and run them and just play the way that we know how to play.
Yeah, nice try, dude. Trying buttering people up. Not falling for it. Not falling for it.
He's in a no-win situation.
What do you mean?
Because if he takes the approach that Brogdon did,
oh, don't
that he ain't gonna they ain't gonna be able to out-tough us,
mm-hmm.
right? You would have more respect for that, but you would still say, "Oh, listen to this guy. A little confident in ourselves, aren't we?" Right? So then he gives compliments. Too much, dude. Too much. So where is Tobin's area where you can say what can they say?
I don't know.
You don't know. You're just ready to get
when I find the
to kill every side of it.
Doesn't matter, dude. Like when
you're
I
the
know,
worst.
When I know you're it, I know
destroy.
It.
You destroy every side of this.
Nice try.
So dude. He can't say nothing. So you lost. He lost this argument as soon as he talked.
No, I mean, it's just...
No.
It's just like...
He said, like, you go, too nice, we get it, dude.
Yeah, we get it, you know.
So what if he would have said, they ain't going to come up here and do nothing else. We the best team in the NBA.
I don't know.
We'll see. That's what you...
Well,
like,
I mean,
you can't win.
You got to humble yourself, but you also, like...
Hey, you can't humble yourself anymore by giving Jimmy that many compliments.
There's no friends in championships, you know? What do you want, an edible arrangement? No thanks, dude.
We had two brothers go against each other in the Super Bowl.
The Kelseys? Yeah, I know. Trust me. They played it aplenty. Enough of the Kelseys.
Why do you have to go there? Why you could get some, you call me. They call me negative.
What? Enough of the Kelseys. Enough of them.
Right.
Enough. We right. get it. The Kelseys, they're so wacky. They're great. You wouldn't be anybody without Mahomes.
I'd take either one of them.
Eh, whatever.
You wouldn't?
Yes, he would.
He would. Like, see, nobody likes a liar.
What?
No, nobody likes a not honest person.
Just enough of them already, dude.
What?
The Kelseys.
They're fun.
Yeah. Are they?
Yeah.
Not as fun as Cheetah.
Cheetah got a brother playing?
Not that I'm aware of.
That's what makes it fun.
Yeah.
Like, you can go to this with your brother?
You don't like watching people play center, be honest.
Huh?
Who likes watching people snap?
I like people playing center. They blocked. What I don't like is the swinging gate playing center.
They're doing a lot of pub for this this Ultimate Fighter.
Yeah, last night they preempted Sports Center to have some like hour long special about it. I was like, oh.
Is that John Jones?
No, that's Dean Thomas and our boy Rashad Evans.
Oh, okay. All right.
I guess they're doing like an after show for
it. Is Conor fighting soon?
The word is he's going to fight in December. He just entered the drug testing pool. Good luck.
The drug testing pool.
Yeah, for PEDs.
Oh, so you have to be in that
six
before
6 months.
6 months. So do they all go in like a massive cycle right before the 6 month starts?
Look, dude.
Come on.
I don't know.
You could see what he's got that Barry Bonds head going on right now.
Yeah, his face looks real wide and big. I noticed that just now.
But he probably is 30 pounds more than he's 185 now.
Probably.
Right. So, like, wouldn't that make his head bigger? You think you can gain 30 pounds and keep a slim face?
I'm saying.
You think you can gain 30 pounds
of muscle, though, dude. He looks jacked.
Your head's still going to get bigger, too?
Not like this.
So you think no matter how much muscles he builds, he's supposed to have a little peanut head?
I think the fact that he put on all this muscle, look, I don't blame him. Like, his leg snapped in half. He had to rehab. I get it. But I don't know, dude. Just saying. He's on that Bane juice.
The Bane juice?
Yeah.
Let me tell you something.
You merely adopted welterweight.
Did he just bump his head?
No. But you know what sucks? There's only three people that get that, right? Did you see Batman?
Yeah.
The new one?
No.
Batman with Bane.
With Bane.
Yeah, a long time ago.
Okay. I've seen that the lady in a lot of movies.
Who?
The other.
Gyllenhaal?
No. The who Bane was protecting.
Oh.
She's been in a lot of movies.
Yeah.
No, I've seen it. You know that movie, The Assassin?
I might watch it. I don't know. I haven't watched The Ultimate Fighter in a long time, but I'll check it out.
I don't like, no. I have more fun watching like the Sunday morning fights, the old fights. Yeah, that's cool.
You've been something today, dude.
Me? Yeah,
you've been something today.
Me?
I gotta say, this has been some of your finest work.
Me?
Yeah. You've been like, today. I mean, your behavior.
Somebody said I was born in carbs.
All right, we'll take a quick break. Final segment.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
The show coming on up. All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 560 WQAM. Taking you up until 2. Hogman and Crowder coming up after us today. Had the Stanley Cup in studio. That was cool. I enjoyed that. Panthers getting ready to take on the Vegas Golden Knights in the Stanley Cup final. That'll start on Saturday. And, of course, tomorrow's game one of the NBA Finals between your Miami Heat and the Denver Nuggets. We are a championship town right now. Both of our teams in the final stages, 4 wins away from hoisting a lot of hardware. So it was cool having Lord Stanley in here. We can't wait until Larry O'Brien visits us. It's all happening for us, Leroy. What a time. What a time to be alive.
I figured out the lady's name.
Who?
Marion Cotillard. She was Talia in The Batman Rises.
Oh, all right.
You remember her? Mm. She's been in a lot of stuff. I've seen her in a lot of stuff. A
lot of stuff, dude.
Yep.
A lot of stuff. So if you missed any of that, it's up on our YouTube page if you want to see the Stanley Cup. That's up on our social medias, too. But
I didn't put mine up on my social media.
Well, you should. That's what social media is for.
I think I should do that.
No, be social.
I send it to all my friends to be that guy.
Your friends who are mad at you?
Yeah.
Your friends who are mad at you for snitching?
Yeah. No.
Yeah. Harold did not sound happy with you.
No.
First hour of the show today, we talked about etiquette of leftovers at a party and or bringing something to a party. And Leroy had something to say, and word got out.
He said, Doubt, I got all these people calling me. Why you put me out there like that? That's messed up. I'm like, hey, man. No, but I brought over an expensive bottle of liquor to drink with you.
Yep.
Not for you to go put in the back room and save for later.
What are you keeping it for? Safekeeping? Like, what's the deal? You gonna go? You gonna go to bed early tonight? This is our first night. You know, get some rest. It's gonna be late night. Thankfully, though, no like
8:30. All games start 8:30.
No like 9. Well, it's ESPN. I mean, like, let's say 8:40.
Yeah.
You know. Let's see. Let's see what it really is. Let me see. I might actually have the tip.
Here's the problem. Normally, when I go home, I can relax a little bit. Then I'll do some exercise and get in the pool. It's been raining, so I haven't been able to get in the pool.
Trying to see if I have the schedule for tomorrow. Here it is. They don't have the actual tip-off there. Well, either way, going to kick their ass. But official prediction tomorrow. Official prediction tomorrow. I don't want to jump the gun here, you know? How you feeling, though? We're feeling good, though, going into this one. You're not going to jump now.
I would say...
You already learned your lesson during the Bucks, yeah?
No, I mean, because
I know you like to be right. Like,
we're in a different place now.
Yeah, you're right.
But I would say this. I'm like, now if you are a Heat fan,
mm-hmm.
right, and you want your team to win, if you say the Heat are going to win, there ain't nothing that I could say. You know, I could use all the numbers and all this and all that. They just found a way to win. They just find a way to win. They find a way to you know, do what they need to do to win a basketball game. And sometimes that is the most frightening of teams because you never know how it's going to come. Whether it's going to be Jimmy scoring 40, whether it's going to be the intangibles coming on the floor and making 10 threes, whether it's going to be Gabe Vincent going off, whether it's going to be Caleb Martin who's going to continue on his stretch. You have no idea, and that's the scariest thing. I'd rather teams have two stars, and I know where it's coming from, than what the Heat do, and it comes from 1 to 10 guys.
You don't like that?
I said, if I'm playing against it.
Oh.
I would rather know where it's coming from, right? So if I can't beat it, at least I know where it is.
Schmeathen says, give an official prediction, you bum. Nope, tomorrow. Sorry, Schmeathen.
Hey,
nice try.
First,
catch more flies with honey, Schmeathen.
What does that have to do with this conversation?
It's just, you know, don't tell me when to give my prediction. I'll give my prediction tomorrow.
But what does that have to do with catch more honey?
Because he's being a jerk.
Catch more flies with honey.
Yeah.
But he's not honey.
He's not honey.
He's
Schmeath and Schmolnik.
No, he's a ghost pepper. like he his conversations hurt the most. So why would you expect him? Like, you don't even waste a line like that on Schmeathen, right? Because you know how he is. We wait for it every day. Uh-oh, here it comes, right?
Here it comes, some more Mike McDaniel. This is his...
Do we got enough time?
Yeah, we got time.
Okay.
Here's Mike McDaniel on what he's gotten from Spo.
What screams to me, just the way he runs the program and what they do, is there's a passion for developing players and coaching and a standard for which they believe that they should prepare their players. I feel a true love for who they're coaching and what they're coaching, and I think systematically. When people describe the Heat culture, they're talking about a bunch of individuals that are trying to be great in the game of basketball, players and coaches alike. And I feel so fortunate. I think he has to be one of the best professional coaches across all sports. And for me to have access to pick his brain, to, he even throws me a handshake after wins. Like,
stop.
It's unbelievable resource for me in the coaching profession. that I feel very, very fortunate to have.
That's Goosey's. Why don't you like that? I don't understand.
What?
He's saying that he finds that you have one of the best coaches in professional sports. To have access to that is pretty cool. You don't think that's a noteworthy thing?
And no, because by the time that came out, I was already comatose and needed a defibrillator.
You know what, dude? You're not a harbinger of patience, apparently.
I agree with
you. You got to work on your harbinging.
No, I'm not a harbinger of patience. The old aren't patient. I will readily admit that. But you know what I also am not a harbinger of? Hmm. Rambling.
Oh, what are you talking about?
He's a rambler, dude.
Yeah.
Ah!
I think it was, I like all points.
He said, you just said what it took him a whole segment to say in 30 seconds.
Hey, look, it's that coach from the Carolina Hurricanes who said that they didn't get swept. Hmm. Not a true sweep, he said.
He was counting periods.
That guy does a lot. Self-preservation.
Oh, you're talking about the gambling guy? Yeah, 9 points is the spread tomorrow. They're going to make that mistake again. He'd have been making you some money, dude. Mm-hmm. I mean, keep doing it.
I only got one more. A big one. If the Heat win it all, Leroy's raking it in.
You're going to have to buy some bun cake.
You know what I do? I don't buy bun cake.
You buy those little cakes.
The little buntinis or the buntlets. So that mean everybody can just take, you know.
Having to go to a place and say, can I get a buntini?
No, they ask you. You don't even have to say it. Do you want a bun cake, a buntlet, or a buntini? I don't even talk to them. I order it online.
Oh.
Go pick it up. So pick up for Leroy.
You select buntini.
Yes, I select. Well, look, think about this. The buntlet. It's just the baby bun cake, right? But too big. So you ever have stuff where people go in there and get half of it? That annoys the hell out of
me. I don't like that.
Grab one and go. Don't eat half of it, right? We have some offenders in the family of that think, I'm only going to eat half. So that means the other half is never going to be eaten because now you got to, hey, who ate half of this? Did they cut it with a knife? Did they grab
touch
it with their
hand?
Yeah, so you're asking a whole bunch of questions. So now I went smaller. Got the little buntinis.
Those buntinis
grab and go.
Good.
Grab and go. Bite-sized bunt cake.
Red velvet.
Grab and go. Red velvet.
Love red velvet.
You got
velvet.
But like red velvet.
Those donuts you brought in yesterday were kind of buntini-esque.
They were giant.
Those were huge.
But those weren't even, that's not even the donut place. That's not Dandy Donuts. I thought it was Dandy Donuts. I pulled up the thing that said Dandy Donuts. And then when I got there, it said a different place. Donuts were good, but I've never thought I'm going to say this. Too big.
Okay.
Wow.
Too big.
Whoa.
Take it easy, too big. Dude. Don't say takes you
that,
can't take
I had
back.
To put it in a backpack to take one home. It was giant. Was that not a giant, those giant donuts?
They were giant donuts.
Yes.
Right. Look, I got a dozen donuts, and it came in the same box as Stanley Cup.
You gave me a quarter of a donut. I'm not a fan of people cutting donuts. I don't like that. But I understood it with this one that you sent me.
Right. Because I want you to try it. I tried it. I don't like guava.
Guayaba.
Guayaba?
Guayaba.
It's small, medium, and large. Mm-hmm. Okay? Because you say it, and then she just says the hell with the V.
Guayaba.
So it makes it worse.
That's how you say it, dude.
What?
Guayaba.
Guayaba?
Hey, gringo, stop it.
No,
stop it.
Dude.
I will not allow
you. Say it correctly.
I will not allow you to not pronounce V's.
Guayaba. Right up there with a guayabera.
Guayabera?
Yeah, love that shirt. Love it.
That's not what that's called.
Oh, that's what it is called, dude.
No, it's not.
Oh, okay. All right. You're adorable.
That's the little domino shirt with the
hat?
Yeah.
Right.
Guayabera.
No, it's not.
No.
Yeah, it is.
That's not what it's called. You just called it a guava shirt. No.
No.
That's
it's two different
Two different
words,
things.
I promise.
Two cousins.
He just blends them in.
Yep.
And it's already bad Spanish?
Hey, you got guayaba? Guayabera.
Just love the way you said.
So just get it together, dude. That's all I'm saying. All right? Get your mind right for tomorrow.
My mind is right.
No, your mind's not right. Your mind wasn't right today. And, you know,
you started off the show very salty.
Yeah, very salty. And, you know, and then she comes in with her harbinger of bias.
No. I didn't. No. Okay.
Let me tell you, my day was made within like the first 5 minutes of the show with the harbinger of strife and misfortune.
I'm just going to have a media blackout now, and I will never speak with...
You going to zero Dark Third?
Yeah, I'm just not going to speak with this reporter ever. You know, like I'm going to be just like Jimmy Butler. If there's a reporter I don't want to talk to, I'm not going to speak with him anymore.
It's too late.
I'm not going to
speak Everybody with knows.
I'm not going to speak with Barrett Sports Media anymore.
Really?
They've lost me as a reference.
Harbinger of strife?
Yeah.
And misfortune?
Look at the article right there.
That is what I like to call sensationalized journalism, not real journalism. I'm a journalist, okay? Mm-hmm. So I'm not gonna have people out here smearing my good name for clicks.
Dude, you bonafide jinx.
I'm telling you this. Hmm? I mean, his word selection is beautiful.
Yeah. No, he is a good writer, but he's also not a journalist.
Really?
Sorry,
so
Derek.
So he didn't do his research correctly?
No, I don't think he did. He took liberties and misrepresented the article to me. And for that...
I think it was well represented.
I feel... No, I don't feel like it was.
I think it was well represented.
And so for that, Derek... What was his last name? Futterman. I'm not speaking with you anymore, dude.
Is he dead to you?
I don't want to say he's dead to me. I mean, we don't have enough of a relationship to you know, kill him spiritually. But I will say that I'm very disappointed with his reporting.
His takes.
Oh, they got me.
What?
Will Smith joins SportsCenter.
Because you thought that the Fresh Prince was going to be on SportsCenter?
Yeah.
You didn't like.
Really? You're right.
No, I mean, I saw it.
Get deterred right away on that one?
No, I got it when I saw it. Saw the face.
Oh, so like when the anchor was there, you thought it was going to be Will the Will Smith?
Yeah, because I can't hear him talking. He probably said Will Smith, the baseball player.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, he pitches in summertime.
Come on, man.
Dude, I would have just let the show end, right? Because you leave like you came in.
What do you mean?
Garbage.
Dude? Okay, dude. All right. You know what?
That's harbinger.
Fine. That's fine, dude. You be like that.
Harbinger of strife and misfortune. And I don't think that's ever been said to you before.
Certainly hasn't. Certainly hasn't.
That's why you're so hurt by it.
I was hurt by it. I was excited to do an interview and talk about my career, my show, and this is what he throws in my face. It's like anytime you feel like you're nearing some credibility. Things come along.
How you think I've been feeling for the last 7 years?
I don't know. Is this what you feel like?
Every time I feel like we get some credibility, you go eat a crow or something. You go dance around in a dragon suit.
That actually
you
did work
love
out.
Love all those moments.
Yeah, that actually
those
did.
Those are great moments.
Built a relationship with Goran Dragic. You know, fortified.
Who was the other one that was commenting on your pictures or something like that?
I don't remember.
He had to go. He's been in.
Oh,
he had to do a kangaroo suit.
Lombard.
Dragon suit. Kangaroo suit.
And now the show's over suit.
All right.
What the Bob Jinx? What the hell? I am not a harbinger of strife and misfortune.
Yes.
I knew it.
And down the stretch they come. Strife and misfortune is leading the way. Oh, no, the jockey fell off the horse. That is true strife and misfortune.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.